His first theft was of some candy that he and his young friends snatched from a neighborhood candy wagon. But by the age of 21, young John Dillinger had pulled off his first real robbery in his hometown of Mooresville, Indiana. Since he was known in the town, he was soon caught and pleaded guilty, hoping for a lighter sentence. However, an unsympathetic judge threw the book at the first-time offender Dillinger. After 9 years in prison, he emerged a bitter, hardened man, bent on a career as a full-time robber. Along with 8 like-minded characters, the Dillinger Gang began a long string of robberies in 1933. On June 22, 1934, Dillinger's 31st birthday, the FBI named him Public Enemy Number 1 and offered a reward of $10,000 for his capture. A month later, a bordello operator named Anna Sage contacted the FBI and indicated that she would like to help capture the infamous Dillinger. She was just not interested in the reward. It seems Miss Sage was having a problem with the immigration authorities and was at risk of being deported to her native Romania. The FBI agreed to talk to the immigration authorities on her behalf, and a plan was drawn up to catch Dillinger. The next day, Anna Sage was to attend a movie with John Dillinger and his girlfriend, Polly Hamilton. In order to help the FBI agents to recognize them in a crowd, it was planned that Anna Sage would wear a red dress. July 22, 1934, at 10:30 p.m., the movie Manhattan Melodrama with Clark Gable and Myrna Loy ended, and the crowd began to leave the crowded Biograph Theater in Chicago. As soon as the unsuspecting Dillinger emerged from the theater, he was surrounded and shot down by the waiting FBI agents as he reached for his gun. The plan was a success. In Depression-era America, many people's hard-earned savings were lost when the banks fell. So in some ways, a bank robber was seen as a folk hero, someone who could stand up to the authorities and provide a little excitement for others that were having a hard time getting by in the Great Depression. Since Dillinger's criminal career only lasted about a year, he became a popular idol, and movie-going audiences were known to cheer when the newsreels showed his latest exploits. Anna Sage collected a reward of $5,000 for her part in the capture, but was eventually deported in 1936. There are those that say the dress she wore was actually orange, but in popular history, she will always be known as the Woman in Red.